welcome to Holy Trinity Headington Quarry for this Eastertide service. My name is Laura Byron Scott and I'm the vicar here. I'm joined remotely by our associate priest, Rob Gilbert. We are delighted to broadcast this service in collaboration with Radio Charwell, our local hospital radio station. Following in the footsteps of our most famous parishioner, C.S. Lewis, who used radio broadcasting to communicate the Christian faith beyond the walls of the church. Our hope is that through these audio services, all listening in can draw strength, comfort, and peace at a time of so much fear and uncertainty. If you are listening at home, you might wish to light a candle as we begin. Try to sit still and peacefully. Remember that through the Holy Spirit, God meets us wherever we are. If you are listening in hospital as a patient, relative, or member of staff, join in as you can, or just let the words and music wash over you, and remember that you are safe in God's hands. If you would like to join in the words of the service, you can find an order of service on our website, www.hthq.uk, under Online Services. We sing or listen to our first hymn, This Joyful Eastertide. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The grace of God has dawned upon the world with healing for all. Let us turn to the Lord in sorrow for our sins, seeking healing and salvation. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. Lord, have mercy. We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. Christ, have mercy. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive you your sins, open your eyes to God's truth, strengthen you to do God's will, and give you the joy of God's kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Risen Christ, for whom no door is locked, no entrance barred, open the doors of our hearts, that we may seek the good of others and walk the joyful road of sacrifice and peace to the praise of God the Father.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know, this man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, 'I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence.'" Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, "He was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses." This is the word of the Lord.
We sing or listen to our next hymn, "Make Me a Channel of Your Peace." Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In years to come, future generations will ask, What was it like to celebrate Easter in lockdown? Answers will vary depending on individual circumstances. For frontline medical workers and other key workers, Easter in lockdown would have been a time of great risk and sacrifice. For patients in hospitals or care homes suffering from coronavirus, Easter in lockdown would have been celebrated with staff and carers who, for all their love and compassion, would not have been able to make up for the absence of close friends and family. For those coming to terms with the death of a loved one or another kind of loss, a cancelled wedding celebration, a house that was never moved into, a job that was never taken up, Easter in lockdown would have been marked by grief and confusion. For the majority of us, Easter in lockdown would have been spent at home, huddled behind locked doors, or, for the lucky ones, in gardens. The closest thing to wider social contact being a polite smile to a stranger during a daily exercise walk. Put this way, Easter in lockdown seems synonymous with risk, fear, absence, grief, confusion, disappointment and loneliness. And yet, that is not how Easter in lockdown has felt to me so far. Throughout this surreal, strange, socially distanced Easter, there has been a heartbeat of prayer and worship keeping us going, bringing us together in new and fresh ways, enabling us to open up our homes to worship and to join together spiritually, even whilst we yearn to be together physically. In the midst of this great time of suffering, there have been flashes of joy, none greater for us at Holy Trinity Headington Quarry than when we got to sing Handel's Hallelujah Chorus together last week, which is one of our Easter traditions. It was different to be singing this individually in our homes or gardens, but a powerful, life-giving experience all the same. Music, like prayer, has the power to bind us together even while we are apart. Historians need not look only at the year 2020 to build a picture of Easter in lockdown. Our gospel reading, which we hear each year on this low Sunday, paints a similar picture. The group of disciples are huddled behind locked doors. They are lonely and isolated. They are living in fear and confusion. They are grief-stricken, especially Thomas, who at first has not had the good fortune of a physical encounter with the risen Christ, as had the others. Looked at in this way, our current experience of Easter in lockdown seems not so far removed from that first low Sunday. Yet, back then, as for us now, there were many flashes of joy. The joy of hearing these words of the risen Christ three times in case they could forget, "Peace be with you." The joy of receiving the transforming power of God's forgiveness, a power that enabled Peter to move from devastating denial to powerful proclamation, as we heard in our reading from Acts. The joy of seeing with their own eyes the evidence of Christ's bodily resurrection, seeing his scars and knowing that in spite of all the hurt and harm the world can inflict, God's love is stronger than suffering and death. The joy of knowing that God's grace always breaks through our times of doubt and fear, and that faith is not the absence of doubt, but rather, as Thomas reveals, the desire to follow Christ even in the midst of doubt. For all these reasons and more, during this first Easter in lockdown, the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. I expect that 2020 will be remembered largely as the year of this terrible global pandemic, the year we spent Easter in lockdown. But I hope that historians also note another anniversary that has been marked as best it can in the circumstances. 2020 is the 250th anniversary of the composer Beethoven's birth. Musicians across the world had been gearing up to celebrate this with a year of concerts and other celebrations, now largely cancelled or postponed. But it is fitting that Beethoven's anniversary falls at this time. Beethoven struggled through the isolation of complete hearing loss to compose one of his most famous works, the Ode to Joy, from the Ninth Symphony. A work that resounds with joyful, God-given, human creativity. A work that points us to Easter, a time when sadness is turned to joy, when isolation is turned to consolation, where fear is turned to hope, and all the more so when we celebrate it in lockdown. In our church, we often turn to C.S. Lewis for inspiration, And his book, Surprised by Joy, reminds us that although joy is often intertwined with great sadness, joy always breaks through in the end. Joy, Lewis writes, provides a road right out of the self. We might add today, joy provides a road right out of self-isolation. Although Ode to Joy has not yet been performed in a concert hall during the lockdown, it has been recreated through various digital platforms. One project, organised by the National Youth Orchestra, saw many of us singing or playing Ode to Joy from our doorsteps, balconies, or windows on Friday evening, conducted virtually by the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra's director, Marion Alsop. I joined in from the vicarage porch in the rain, playing my clarinet for the first time since I broke my shoulder earlier this year. It really was a flash of joy for me after a great deal of pain and suffering. In years to come, when future generations ask, "What was it like to celebrate Easter in lockdown?" I hope they will see and hear some of these digital odes to joy, and note that our locked doors could not block the joyful spirit of Easter emerging in 2020, just as locked doors could not block the movement of the risen Christ to those first disciples on that first low Sunday. As we continue to mark Eastertide in lockdown, may the risen Christ break through the locked doors of our homes and hearts, bringing us peace, transformation, and joy. Amen. Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen.
Let us pray. The disciples had locked themselves in out of fear. So we pray for those who are fearful now, fearful of coronavirus infection, fearful of worsening symptoms, fearful of hospitalization and intensive care, and fearful of death. For those too who are fearful for their futures, about financial security and the ability to care for themselves and their families. We pray for all those experiencing fear because of the global pandemic, that they may have experiences of grace from the kindness of others, that the love in which they are held by other people and by God will be known to them, that they will have courage and faith. We pray, Lord, hear us. The disciples had locked themselves in to preserve their safety. So we pray for all those having to stay at home for the safety of us all and for the better care of the sick by the NHS and others in hospitals and in our communities. We pray for those made lonely by the inability to be with friends and family. We pray for those placed in danger because they are having to stay at home. We pray for people whose mental health has been damaged. We pray for all those having to stay at home, for them to find peace, such as the peace Jesus wished for his disciples, and for them to find reasons to hope for the better future coming when the pandemic has passed. We pray, Lord, hear us. The disciples rejoiced when they saw their risen Lord. We give thanks, therefore, for every sign of the goodness of life in our world today, for the compassion of people for one another, for the courage and determination and ingenuity of women and men, for the generosity and thoughtfulness that people show, for the love in our hearts, for artistic and musical creativity, and for the beauty of creation. We pray especially with thanksgiving for the doctors and nurses, the physiotherapists and the paramedics, for care workers and caregivers, for the scientists and engineers, all working together for the good of others today. We pray too for those whose work is needed to support our daily lives, key workers of all kinds, and among them especially for those working in shops at the moment, for those ensuring vital services are still provided, including for funeral directors. Lord, hear us. Jesus brought healing and wholeness to the people he ministered to. We pray for those who are sick today, especially those sick with coronavirus infection, but also those continuing to undergo treatment for other illnesses, including those suffering from cancer, from heart disease, and with dementia. We pray too for all those who are frail or in care homes. We pray for them all, for their health and their well-being, for their safety and their protection, and for their comfort. We pray, Lord, hear us. The risen Lord came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." We pray for those who have died recently, all those who have died with coronavirus infection especially, but all who have died, commending their memories to God, remembering those we have known for ourselves, loving all that they were and all that they contributed, and trusting and hoping in God's promise through Jesus to love them forever. We pray, Lord, hear us. And so, rejoicing in the fellowship of Mary, the Mother of our Lord, and of St. Thomas, we ask God our Father to accept these prayers for the sake of his Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the risen Christ be always with you. We sing our next hymn, "The Strife is O'er, the Battle Done."
Oh.
Risen Lord Jesus Christ, we believe you, and all we have heard is true. When you break bread, may we recognize you as the fire that burns within us, that we may bring light to your world. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father, and in these days of Easter, to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell, and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again, he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence, his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms, and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Amen. The blood of Christ keep you in eternal life. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. We sing or listen to our final hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. With the risen life of Christ within you, go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you. Sunday Service.
Radio Charwell.